Ballad of the Frozen Heart. Alone. 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 Listening to the sound of silence. I am an island. But not a rock. No, nothing so immutable and hard and enduring. I am paper, which your scissors have rent in twain. Oh, no, I think a sponge might work better. Yeah, because it, like, absorbs all that touches it. I imbibe it, the filthy water. The filthy water of pain. Like a sponge. See, it's a better metaphor, especially for what I'm going to do later. And I am cold in this endless winter. I have watched the sun rise and set from my window in your window. The orange scintillating sheen, sheen, sheen. The sheening orange sheets. Ah, she, she, you. You warmed me through the cloudy winter, and I imbibed your rays of sunshine like a sponge. And now that you are gone, the waters are so cloudy, like winter. But not my mind. My mind is clear, like crystal. But not crystals of ice. For it is something far more dear to me that is now frozen in the ice. I followed you that day through that dark, deserted place where only lost and tortured souls dare to show their face. And how was I to know, how, that you would die, die! From not but a piercing gone awry, and not even a piercing of the heart, by my heart, or my art. But only your navel with a mundane ring, it got infected with AIDS. Oh, okay, maybe it wasn't AIDS, but still. I would have cried an ocean if I could drink that much. Water, that is. I don't drink alcohol. That's a lie. Filthy water of pain, for I am a sponge, and all fluids flow to me, and out of me if I'm squeezed hard enough. And as that fluid pain squeezed out, I cried out, it doesn't have to end! It never has to end! For all waters return to where they began. And I made use of another liquid, lighter than water, stronger than rain. In my backyard to see you again, I bathed your body in liquid nitrogen. And so, my lovely, winter can be nice. My heart is still with you, locked in the ice.